G'day Jets fans, it's me, David, and I'm here to this week preview for you the Round 26 A-League clash between the Newcastle Jets and the Brisbane Roar on behalf of the Jetstream. Just me joining you today as I look ahead to this game and what is traditionally the Jets' home away from home in Brisbane. We're going to start today by having a look at the fixture facts. This will be the 43rd meeting between these two teams. The Jets have 18 wins on the board, the Roar have 14, there's been 10 draws. But as I've just mentioned, it is a home away from home as such for the Jets. This is traditionally one of those games where the away team have the advantage. There's been 19 matches in Brisbane, the Jets have won 12, and the Roar have just the 4 wins, there's been 3 draws. In Brisbane, the Jets outscore the Roar by 26-14. The Jets also have the edge in this fixture when it comes to scoring the first goal. They've done that on 25 different occasions, where the Roar are at 15. Cards in the fixture, the Jets have earned 93 cards to the Roar's 65. And the last result was in round 12 of this season when the Jets hosted the Brisbane Roar at McDonald Jones Stadium. On that night, it was a 2-2 draw, with Dimi Petratos opening the scoring after 5 minutes. Adam Taggart scoring for the Roar on 65 before a very quick reply from Roy O'Donovan on 67th minute. Eric Baltiak, however, broke the Jets' hearts with an 87th minute equaliser as the Jets only managed to take 1 point against the Roar on that occasion. If we look ahead to the coaching stats for this match, Ernie Merrick has faced the Roar on 5 different occasions from the Jets' dugout. He's earned 4 wins and 1 draw with an 80% win ratio during that time. Having a look at recent form though, the Jets are slightly better form, are in slightly better form I should say, than the Roar, having come away from the last 5 with 2 wins and 3 losses. The Roar had the solitary win and 4 losses from their last 5, but it was the Roar in their last fixture who managed to take all 3 points against the Wellington Phoenix. So, if we're looking at relatively recent form, I mean, the Jets, you can really say that no team is in particularly fantastic form as they look to round out the season, and it is an essential dead rubber in this match between these two teams. After it has been some time for the Roar that their finals aspirations have deteriorated and extinguished, while the Jets were also, following their loss to Perth Glory last week, mathematically unable to now reach the final series. The squads have been named on Thursday, and the Brisbane Roar, if we have a look at their squad, it's one that is certainly a very young and emerging squad. They're having to tap a great deal into their youth reserves and have been doing so for quite some time. It's quite a horrific injury toll that the Roar are undergoing, with key players such as Luke De Vere with an injured knee, Daniel Bowles with an injured knee as well, both out of the team in the heart of defence. Brett Holman has not been seen at all this season. His knee injury has kept him out, and I wouldn't be surprised if that is the end of Holman's time with the Roar. Key midfielder Stephen Malk is out with a groin injury, while their right defender Jack Hingett is also out with a knee injury, and their left young attacking fullback Connor O'Toole, who was impressing earlier in the season, is out for the remainder of the campaign with a broken leg. Similarly, their striker Enrique, who is known to Jets fans for breaking our hearts on multiple occasions, is also out with a groin injury. For the ins, however, for the Roar, they are managing to bring back some level of experience. Ruan Tongyik returns to the team, as does Stefan Nigro. Thomas Mikkelsen has also been promoted, as has newcomer Jade Barnett. A couple of other outs that I forgot to mention there earlier. Key centre-holding midfielder Thomas Christensen is out with a calf injury. Jacob Pepper is suspended for this clash, as is Eric Baltiak after he picked up 2 yellow cards last week against the Phoenix, the last in additional time, in the second half. So both will be absent from the team. For the Roar, though, I think that the key talking point around there happened on Thursday with the announcement from Captain Matt McKay, an inaugural player in the A-League for the club, announcing his retirement from the game at the end of the season. Mackay has been a stalwart for the club. He's been there since day one, spending all of his time at the Roar, through their Queensland Roar iteration and into the Brisbane Roar. He's experienced the lows and the highs that have come for that club in recent and distant time as well. It'll draw to close the former Socceroos' 14-year A-League career, and the Brisbane Roar are heavily promoting this match as a farewell to Matt Mackay. So they'll certainly be, I expect that the Roar will be heavily motivated in this match as they look to send Mackay out a winner against the Jets, a team that he's traditionally struggled against. Baltiak, I think, is going to be one of the key misses for the Brisbane Roar. It was his double last week that helped them earn the 2-1 victory over the Phoenix, and he has been coming into some form recently, though it is to be said that that form may have come a little too late for the Frenchman. With the Roar season completely gone just a couple of weeks ago, him now finding form is probably somewhat of a bittersweet experience for the Brisbane Roar fans. I expect that Jamie Young will start in goal, and it will be a makeshift centre-back pairing of Tongyik and Aaron Reardon, who had his A-League debut against the Jets early in their first clash between the two teams this season. I reckon that Stefan Nigro will come back into the team in some place, possibly on the bench, as Daniel Leck and Isaac Powell on the left, on the right and on the left have been debuting in the team as the fullbacks, with O'Toole and Hingett both out injured. I expect a midfield three with Matt Mackay, Joe Coletti and Alex Lopez to be picking up the Jets midfield and going man for man in that position. Out wide, I expect Tobias Mikkelsen, who again is a visa import who's failed to impress for me this season, to play on one flank with Zachary Duncan also on the right-hand side, having debuted in the last couple of weeks. And for me, it comes down to Dylan Wenzel-Halls, Nicholas D'Agostino, and possibly even Eli Babalj, the journeyman A-League player who's found himself at the Roar for the remainder of the season. Probably picking themselves between two of those three starting lineups positions. Their coach, Darren Davies, has been playing in a 4-4-2 position during their last match, and I expect that that will continue given the injuries and the look to the future that the Brisbane Roar have taken over the last couple of weeks, simply through a matter of necessity. If we have a look at the Jets, a couple of key omissions with Jair and Daniel Georgevski. Georgevski, a surprise omission from the squad last weekend, not retaining their place or not earning a place in Ernie Merrick's travelling squad. Ronald Vargas is also another interesting omission, and I'd be intrigued to see the reason for that. Ernie Merrick mentioned in his press conference during midweek with the Herald that he was looking to give the youth a run and resting some of his key experienced players ahead of the final clash with Sydney FC at McDonald Jones Stadium next weekend. Vargas, it may not be surprising to some, it may be surprising to others that Vargas is that player. And another consideration that I had thought of is whether Vargas is somewhat scarred by the events of his last visit to Suncorp Stadium, where he sustained the horrific injury in round 3 last season that essentially curtailed his entire campaign and saw him sustain a very serious fracture to his ankle. So they're the players I think that Ernie Merrick was hinting to, and for me there's a little bit more to read into this than just simply their omission from this game. I also expect that this is some sort of indication that Vargas, Jair and Georgevski, I think there are very strong rumours around Georgevski being linked with Western Sydney Wanderers, while Jair, I think many Jets fans would understand if he wasn't retained for next season. While Vargas, the tune has changed on Vargas in recent weeks, where the Herald reported that Vargas and negotiations with Vargas would commence at the end of the season, but this has changed in some way for me, and I'm actually leaning now in the camp that Vargas won't be retained after Ernie Merrick's somewhat dismissive reference to them when asked about whether Jair when asked about contract negotiations with Jair and Vargas, the coach for the Jets said that he wasn't going to comment. They needed to talk to those players about where that was at. Maybe an innocuous comment, but this for me is certainly the best indication yet that both of those players won't be retained next season. The ins, though, are Quibin Appiah, who has been promoted to the squad, along with youth team players Jack Simmons, who wear the 25 jersey, and Pat Langlois, the centre-back for the Jets as well, who wears the 28, both promoted to the squad. Ernie Merrick, again, during the press, has indicated that Angus Thurgate, along with Ivan Vujica, Johnny Katrumbas, and Joey Chantness will start for the Jets, while Jack Simmons will get a spot on the bench. So with that in mind, it's my prediction that Glenn Moss will retain, first of all, after a fantastic performance against Perth Glory last week, his position between the sticks, with Nigel Bugard, the captain, and Nikolai Topol-Stanley, the ever-present centre-back, pairing in front of him for the Jets. Flanked, of course, by Ivan Vujica and Johnny Katrumbas in an unchanged back four from last week against Perth. I still expect that Ugarkovic and Kandarovski will anchor the midfield, while I think that Angus Thurgate will come in for Matthew Redenton, who will find himself on the bench. I think Thurgate will find himself out in the right wing, with Dimi Petratos moving more centrally to his more favoured central attacking mid role. Joey Champness and Roy O'Donovan will also then retain their respective positions on the left wing and as striker. That's for me. It leaves a couple of interesting decisions then around the bench. Kane Shepherd, I think, is a no doubt. Jack Simmons as well was a player that's mentioned. Matt, it then leaves a decision for Ernie Merrick to make between Lachlan Jackson, Matt Redenton, and Pat Langlois and Quibin Appiah for the final two bench spots. I expect that Quibin will not be picked, and I kind of think that Lachlan Jackson might see his opportunity here drop with Pat Langlois promoted in his place, as Ernie Merrick looks to give the youth a chance ahead of their potential spots with the squad heading into the 2019-20 A-League season. Leads me to my prediction, and if you'd asked me yesterday what that would have been, I would have probably said the Jets look to come out winners, as we have a great record at this ground. We have a number of young players who are looking to impress as we head into next season. But Matt McKay's announcement today may actually swing that back in their favour. I'm predicting, as a result, a 2-2 draw between these two teams. Both will be young and inexperienced in terms of the A-League squads with their teams. It all will come down to how well, for me, the midfield are able to retain the ball and play and get over and get in behind potentially inexperienced fullbacks to create some space for the strikers. The key battle for me, as I mentioned there, will be the midfield. It will be whether McKay and Alex Lopez versus Ugarkovic and Kandarovski can have a level of impact over their various teams, and how well the energy of Dylan Wenzel-Halls, who's progressed quite well this season, and Nicholas D'Agostino match up against the age and experience of Nigel Bugard and Nikolai Topol-Stanley. So for me, a 2-2 draw is my prediction there. If we have a quick look ahead then to the remaining A-League games, by the time you listen to this, the Sydney FC versus Perth Glory game being hosted in Sydney will have been played. I believe the Perth Glory is sending over somewhat of an inexperienced squad for that match. So I'm predicting that Sydney FC will probably come out 2-1 winners on this occasion. Friday night sees Adelaide versus Melbourne Victory in one of their local rivalries. Victory will be, with an ACL game in midweek, will be probably looking to this is a rivalry. This is a match. It means a lot to these teams. Adelaide looking to no longer cement their place in the top six, but look to gain the advantage of a home final. Melbourne Victory still within touching space of Sydney FC, depending on the result the night before. Interesting inclusion for the victory is Terry Antonis, who returns from his knee injury, as is Lawrence Thomas, who's promoted back into the starting lineup. I'm predicting Melbourne victory here, given the importance of their this clash and earning 3 points. I think that they will have a 2-0 victory over Adelaide, who traditionally have struggled to score, especially with Ken Ilso and Stamatopoulos suspended for the game. Saturday, the Mariners host the Western Sydney Wanderers. I expect that the Western Sydney Wanderers will come out on top of this. Of course, I'm going to pick them with a 3-0 victory. While Sunday, we have the Knicks versus City in the final game of the round. Again, a very important clash when it comes to deciding who earns that all-important home final in the top four. I expect the Knicks, after the announcement that Mark Rudin will be departing as coach at the end of this season due to family reasons, or as many have rumoured, him going to Melbourne Western United, that the Knicks will be too strong for the city in this clash and come away with a 3-1 victory. No other news to talk about at this point in time. I've touched on the key points that Ernie Merrick has raised throughout the week. So thank you everyone for joining us for this very abridged version of the Jetstream this week. Unfortunately, due to work, travel and other attendances with football season kicking off during this week, we weren't able to get any people on the pod this week. Thanks, however, for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed our little version, and we'll speak to you again during the week as we review the Brisbane Roar game and look ahead to our final match of the A-League season against Sydney Roar. Until then, go the Jets. Oh, I'm down, Benjamin!